This is Paris.
Hey guys, I wasn't going to record today, but I got a text from a friend, and that's what I love about these pod posts is that I can just say what's on my mind whenever I like. And I felt like this was something important that I needed to come and talk about today. So here we go. So I just got this text, and it was to an article with Sarah Silverman apologizing to me. And I was just shocked when I read it at first, and pleasantly surprised. And then I went and listened to her podcast, and she basically made like an 8.5 minute apology to me. And she was so genuine and so sweet, and it really moved me. I felt just emotional hearing it, and I could tell that she really did mean what she said when she was apologizing. So I'm going to play a little clip here of what she said on her podcast about it.
The crowd went bananas. And while I was, you know, thrilled at the success of my monologue, I remember spotting her in the audience. I really do. And I remember seeing that look on her face, and my heart sank because there was a person under there. And a couple days later, I wrote her a letter apologizing. I felt awful.
And I just want to just leave a message to her to say something back. Thank you. I really, really appreciate you doing that. I know it's difficult for anyone, you know, to apologize, and for someone to do that really means a lot. All right, I'm actually going to read some of the quotes from what she said from this article. Earlier this week, Hilton called out Silverman's comedy on her This Is Paris podcast, saying her joke at the time was so disgusting and so cruel and mean. During the show, which was filmed the night Hilton turned herself into jail to serve time for probation violation, Silverman cracked the joke. I don't even want to repeat it. Both Paris and her sister Nikki said the joke like that wouldn't fly now. And Silverman on her own podcast today agreed wholeheartedly. I'm going to talk about Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton on her latest podcast calls me out for jokes I did about her when I hosted the 2007 MTV Movie Awards. Here we go. You know, as she said herself on the podcast, this would never happen today. And she's right. I wouldn't. I would never do those jokes today. I've actually dedicated the past several years trying to do comedy that attempts to marry hard-hitting jokes with actual heart. Back then, the consensus seemed to be that was not possible, and I fully accepted that. I came up in a time when talk show hosts and comedians were hired to make fun of pop culture. We were roasting the biggest celebrities and pop culture icons at the time, and nobody was bigger than Paris Hilton. So here we are in an awakened world, and I am totally into it. It's how we grow. It's how we change. I'm super down with reflecting on the past and my part in perpetuating real ugly shit. And yes, we can continue to litigate the past, but I do believe that maybe that should be coupled with taking into account any growth that has come with those passing years. Silverman admitted she has a lot to be sorry for about her past comedy, and she promised to apologize for anything she genuinely felt bad about. This was one of those times. I have lived too long to have not fucked up a lot, and publicly, she added. I bet even Paris Hilton could maybe relate to that. Who can't relate to that? She then looked back at the night itself, setting up the scene for anyone who maybe didn't remember what had happened nearly 15 years ago. Silverman explained she didn't know Hilton would be in the audience, and had no idea Paris would be going straight to jail from the event. She admitted her joke was not nice, not nice at all. Silverman said it bummed her out learning that Hilton never got the letter. Because I really meant it, she added. I regretted the jokes, not years later, but kind of immediately. Here I am, 14 years later, telling you, Paris, that I am really sorry. I was then, and I am now, much more completely and with far more understanding I can't imagine what you were going through at the time, she continued. My understanding of humanity through the lens of my work as a comedian had not yet merged, and I'm sorry I hurt you. Comedy is not evergreen. We can't change the past. So what's crucial is that we change with the times. She added that she hoped Hilton would accept her apology and felt her remorse. I felt it the second I saw your face that night, she said. It feels terrible to know that you have hurt someone, and it's important to make it right. I hope this does that. So as I said, I was not expecting an apology. I wasn't asking for one. That was just my sister, you know, being very overprotective and wanting an apology. So, I was very shocked when I got it. And I really just appreciate it so much. And I'm glad that her comedy has grown and she realizes that it's not nice to make fun of people. And I think everyone learns that in life. And Sarah is hilarious. Like, I've listened to her comedy. I've always been a big fan. Well, before that moment. And always just thought she was so funny. But not when she's making fun of people. I think she's just funny when she's just being her funny self. It's nice to hear that she's had a lot of time to reflect on that as well. On, you know, not just my situation with her, but other situations. It seemed like, just from listening to her podcast right now about it, that she sees and she's really grown as a person, just like we all do. And I know where she's coming from, because just like everyone, you know, we've all said things in our past that, you know, we felt bad about, we later regretted. And just, I don't know, I think everyone is guilty of doing that. So it's human nature, but it's important that people can learn from their mistakes and what they've said. And just hearing that, just the way she was speaking, it was just so genuine and sweet. And I'm so used to just hearing her be funny and make her jokes. So to hear that kind of vulnerable side to her and showing that she has a heart. And I got a little teary-eyed actually listening at the part when she said that, I know she was at the MTV Awards, you know, saying the joke about me. And then she said that she saw me in the audience and just the look on my face. And it, she said her heart dropped. And that made me, I don't know, I got a little emotional because I was like, that's actually really sweet. Because I didn't know, because when she was up there, it just didn't seem that way. But obviously when you're up there doing a comedy sketch, it's not like you're going to be how you truly feel inside sometimes. And I just really, really want to thank you for saying that to me. And also, I never got the letter you wrote to me. I was just listening when you said that you sent me a letter a couple days later. I don't know who you gave it to, so I'm curious who did not pass me on that letter, because I would have loved to have read it, you know, many years ago, because, you know, that night at the MTV Awards has haunted me for a very long time. So, apologies are never late, so it's okay. But yeah, I do wish that whoever you gave it to did give it to me, because that would have just, I don't know, meant a lot back then, especially back then when I was going through so much. Again, Sarah, thank you so much for your apology. It means so much to me. And we can start a clean, fresh slate. Thank you. And I hope you guys enjoyed listening. And stay tuned for the next episode of This Is Paris. Loves it.
Thanks for listening to This Is Paris. We love hearing from you. So leave us a review. Send an email to paris@iheartradio.com. Leave a voicemail at 833-87-PARIS. And follow us at This Is Paris Podcast. Bye, babes.
Follow Paris at Paris Hilton and follow Hunter March, host of E's Nightly Pop at Hunter March.